It's finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, accurate timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
Yeah, to oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language in people is all illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content of...
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, starts on Monday, 8th of November to Thursday, 25th November, 2021. It airs from Monday to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 5 p.m. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
It's time for the I Beg to Differ tournament. It's day 4 of the round of 16. Today, you'll listen to 4 of the sharpest students in Lagos debate their way to a chance at 1 million naira. Yesterday, we saw 2 more debaters make it to the quarterfinal. Today, 4 more are competing for 2 spots. The quarterfinals will run next week, the semifinals the week after that, and we will have our grand final on Thursday, November 25th at 5 p.m. Now, lots of people have been asking lots of questions about the selection process. Like you know, we put out invites right here on air. We told everyone to apply. We did not specify who could apply and who couldn't apply. We just said if you're a student in Lagos, go ahead and apply. And we got over 100 auditions from people who were between 9. We got the auditions from 9-year-olds, even though we said we wanted 13 to 17. We got auditions from 9-year-olds. We got auditions from 45-year-olds. So people really wanted to be in this game. And we basically ranked them based on the criteria we've been using since the debate started. And we got auditions from public schools and private schools. And some of the people you're listening today scored really highly. It was a very competitive process. And here we are listening to some of the sharpest minds in Lagos. So let's debate, shall we? Our first round of 16 matchup today will be between a debater in SS3 at Hans Private School. She's 16 years old. Her name is Sylvia Chikeme Okorigbo. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
And our second debater is a 15-year-old SS3 student at Apostolic Church Grammar School, Oluchi Akwarandu. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much.
The contestants have been told the rules, but Lagos, this part is for you. And also a reminder for the contestants themselves. I'll give the contestants a topic. One of them will be in support, one of them will oppose. First is the presentation round. You will each get 2 minutes to present your positions. Then the rebuttal round, you will each get another 2 minutes to address the points that your opponents made. And then I will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought, eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, and strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, our first debaters, you already know your topic. Owning a business is better than starting a job. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got 2 pieces of paper in my palm. One of you picks, the other picks afterwards. Who's going to go first? All right. Oluchi goes first, Sylvia goes second. Let's see who's going to go first. You're opposing?
Yes, I am.
We've broken the jinx. My right hand has become the opposing hand and my left is now the supporting hand. For the first 2 days, it was the other way around. All right. So now we know who's going first. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then we'll go to the motion opposer.
Good evening, Madam Moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, distinguished audience and viewers, and my co-debater. My name is Okorigbo Chikeme Sylvia. I'm a student of Hans Private School, Okerube Ikotun, Lagos. I'm here to speak for the topic that says owning a business is better than starting a job. Indeed, Owning a business is better than starting a job from the angle of an entrepreneur, because the job you seek is in the mind of an entrepreneur. A businessman like Chief Innocent Ifedi Asochukwuma had the choice of either seeking for a job with his O-level certificates or going into business after he was denied admission into the university. And he chose to do business. Today, he is the CEO of IVM and an employer of tens of job seekers like you. Lest I forget, the acronym IVM stands for Innocent Vehicle Manufacturing, also known as Innocent Motors. I would have you know it that a business owner is an employer of labor. They add value to the society and greatly impact the nation's GDP. A thoughtful man like Alhaji Aliko Dangote is revered in many African countries for his various business investments that is swelling their GDP and that of Nigeria inclusive. Dennis O'Brien is a businessman from the Republic of Ireland, well known in his country, and his impact is very well felt in Haiti and Jamaica. Again, you wouldn't want me to tell you full stories of business owners like Linda Ikeji, Mike Adenuga, Jim Ovia, and Femi Otedola, who churn out millions of dollars and naira every month to pay their employees. What more can I say about them that your heart is not going to beat but rapidly? Oluchi, if you listen to a radio program, Balogun and Broad, with keen interest and purpose, then the appetite to own a business is going to be written all over you without a quest. So, I hope with these few points of mine, that you are convinced that owning a business is better than starting a job. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Okay. I cannot believe she did that, but thank you very much. Okay. Let's come down to Oluchi. Your time starts.
The host of I Beg to Differ Student Debate Tournament, my distinguished moderator, co-debater, accurate timekeeper, honorable listeners, ladies and gentlemen, good day. I go by the name Akwarando Oluchi, and I'm a bona fide student of the Apostolic Church Grammar School. I am here to oppose the motion which clearly states owning a business is better than starting a job. But before I proceed, I'd like to clearly state what a job means. Now, the full meaning of a job means joining other businesses. But however, a job is not an acronym. A job is a word for a work or tax. More specifically, a job is an activity, usually regular or done in exchange for a payment. Now, as the saying goes, no food for a lazy man, let him who does not work not eat. It's on this premix I stand to oppose my motion with this following point of mine. Firstly, it provides opportunity for career aspiration. It provides opportunity for an individual to be the very best in his career field, thereby becoming a potential business owner. Secondly, it boosts your self-esteem and confidence by giving meaning and purpose to life through the work you do. Thirdly, as a job owner, you're able to earn money to cover up bills and pay for activity even at your leisure time. Employment provides independence and personal satisfaction. No matter the work you do or job you engage in, you're adding value and contributing to your workplace. So to a degree, the job you do shapes who you are as a person. It also provides pension and gratuity even at retirement age. Being employed in a firm or an organization provides you with job security by collecting pension and gratuity even at retirement age, which leads to sustainability while not working. It's also an avenue for keeping the body and soul together. Job, besides making money, is a meaningful daily life activity in the sense that it creates avenue for making something, serving someone, and providing something of worth to either an individual or to the community where you live, locally or globally. And lastly of all, it provides acquisition for employability skills. This provides opportunity for job owners and individuals in the society to acquire skills and techniques such as formal learning, informal learning, education, and professional certification from government and non-governmental entities, which enables them to work in any given job opportunity, thereby contributing to themselves and to the general public at large. Ultimately, a job owner is a potential business provider. With this following point of mine, I strongly believe I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that owning a business is not and will never be better than starting a job. Thank you.
Woo! Okay, my microphones are on fire. I need an extinguisher in the studio. I think I do. All right, I have a feeling today will be a difficult day to judge as well, but thank God I have a very competent team. They're listening, they're taking note of the points being made here. They're also ensuring that moving forward, they're able to give us a very fair assessment of what Lagos is listening to today. Don't forget, Lagos, that we're streaming this conversation live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Now it's time for the rebuttal round. And this time we'll start with your poster, Oluchi. Your time starts now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity. All protocols duly and respectfully observed. In my first opponent's point, she said entrepreneur skills. But let me start by asking you this question. if everybody in the country or in the society is venturing into entrepreneurial skills or becoming a business owner, then where is the job or where is the place of our professors in the society, like teachers in schools, bankers in banks, lawyers in firms? Because all those individuals I've been able to mention are employees, not business owners. So by meaning to tell me, you are telling me that if you venture into entrepreneurial skills, all those business owners will go into extinction, and which is not good. You also said in your second point that adding value, they add value to the society, and then you gave examples. I want to shock you and tell you that without capital, you can't add value. Like, when I mean capital, I mean money. Because we're in a society whereby if you are not loaded with money, if you don't have that influence and power, then you can't add value to the society. So you can't add value when you don't have money. I hope you understand that.
Yes,
okay. So you only made mention of 2 points, but then I'll give you more. Owning a business, like you said, being a business owner, it's capital intensive, like I said. Capital intensive, like I said. And then a business owner goes through so many stress by having to coordinate his employees and all of that. But by being a job owner, you collect money, even while not working, and directs. So a million thanks to all the job owners out there for impacting in any organization they find themselves. Because without them, there'll be nothing like a business, because even a business owner can't do it himself. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Sylvia, what say you?
Thank you once again, Madam Modrito. There is no doubt that my opponent here is in agreement with all of my points, that owning a business is better than starting a job. You made mention of professors, bankers, lawyers, and so on. But you weren't able to reference all those named jobs and so on to people. Because all these jobs owners are working under a firm, either owned by an individual or by the government. For instance, lawyers, bankers, even in bankers, people like Jim Ovia, who is the owner of Zenith Bank, is a businessman. If you didn't go to school to study banking, for instance, you came out and there is no job for you, tell me, will you get your job from Utopia? Because Jim Ovia himself, I'm making use of Jim Ovia, had to sit down, think of others' business, propose it, and employs you to work for him. So you get paid, and you're here talking about being a job owner, getting values. Look, Madam Modrito, if I'm given the opportunity at this my age, I will start a business today so that this my job-seeking opponent can be gainfully employed. Chetnagala Sinha of India, whom at some point was an economics teacher, deemed it fit to go into business in order to empower women and to create jobs for job seekers. Am I even to talk about Sangudele from our neighboring West African country, Ghana? His businesses speak for themselves. Oxford University and Harvard College can explain the better part of him. Now listen to me, Oluchi. You can do yourself a favor by making findings about Abdul Samad Rabiu of Nigeria, whose net worth is $5.5 billion. I'm sure you don't know about Bua Company from the look of things.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time. This has been fantastic. Good Lord. Well done to both of you. All right. While they are collating the results, I'm talking about my team now. Taking a look at the points that have been made here, taking a look at the strength of the arguments made, taking a look at the strengths of the rebuttals made. Let Lagos join the conversation, shall we? Lagos.
Lagos. The numbers to call are 01465-7190. If you are a woman, if you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. If you are a woman, if you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. But before you even come and take calls, because I know that a lot of you cannot be trusted to not try and influence the results, I'm going to announce the results and then we're going to move on from there. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM as well. All right, let's go. Let's take a look. So, Oluchi made a point about the opportunity for career aspiration. She talked about owning a job leading to possible business ownership independence. Sylvia talked about entrepreneurs creating the jobs in the first place. She talked about the prestige that comes with owning a business. And she talked about the greater impact on society and the GDP that owning a business does. And then you come to the rebuttal rounds, and we have Oluchi saying that we need more employees than we need entrepreneurs, because who will fill the jobs? And then she also talked about businesses are only valuable if you have money. And she also talked about employees creating value. While Sylvia said that those who are working these jobs are anonymous because they are not the leaders. And she made a very, very interesting point about the job creator being the one who's giving the guarantees that Sylvia mentioned here. So pretty strong debate. Both candidates brought it today. They really did. But unfortunately, there can only be one winner. As far as the presentation goes, Sylvia scored 3 points and Oluchi scored 6 points. Oluchi made 6 points. Sylvia made 3 points. During the rebuttal rounds, you both made 2 points. And as far as eloquence is concerned, Sylvia scored 5. Oluchi scored 4. And we look at the final scores with a total of 12. Oluchi Akwarando wins. Congratulations, Oluchi.
Thank you so much.
And well done.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So you qualified for the quarterfinals next week. By Thursday, we're going to let you know who... today's Thursday, so by tonight, right, we'll let you know who you match up against. We'll let you know the day, the time, and the topic. Thank you, Sylvia, for taking part. You made my job really hard, especially with that thing you did with Balogun and Brother. I was like, oh my God, look at this girl. She's coming for me. But we're going to do this again sometime soon, and I'm really hoping that you participate when we do. Lagos, now you can join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. What did you think of this debate? And who do you agree with? You know, do you think that owning a business is better than owning a job? Or do you think owning a job or having a job is better than owning a business? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Stella Barris. Actually, this is my first time of calling the radio station. I think the both of them did very, very well. It was interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
I wish you could bring both of them back.
I wish I could, but you know how it is. I wish I could, but I can't. Unfortunately, it's how it is. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. So I live in Okurube too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm supporting Sylvia.
You're supporting Sylvia, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I think she had more points to make. Like 60% of Nigerian youth, there are no jobs only for 60% of Nigerian youth. And also, take an example of Elon Musk and his employer at Tesla. Mm-hmm. His employee at Tesla cannot fly to space like him is trying to do. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it was a very good debate and I enjoyed it.
All right, I'm glad you did. Thank you very much for calling in and sharing your thoughts. We've got Banji on the line. Hi, Banji. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello
Banji. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling, Bolaji.
Yeah.
Abaji.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get the name. I guess it's that lady from Hans, that one.
The lady from Hans? No, the lady from the Apostolic Church Grammar School one.
Why now? You know, I know that school very well. I've once been a teacher in that school, so that is why I'm very interested in that house. Private school girl.
Oh, Banji, thanks for calling. We wish it worked like that, but it doesn't. Abolore Nikpaja is a first time caller. Hi, Abolore.
Yeah. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Oh, very interesting. Seriously, Sandra, please, can you bring the two of them back so please they can understand? Very, very interesting. But, oh, no, serious. I won't lie to you. If I have my way to bring two of them back, I'll say, yo, you should do this. Please, really touch my heart. I'm to be sincere to you. See, I don't know what to say.
Mm.
I thought that really, really impressed me.
It was tight. It was very tight, yes.
Very, very, very. And what you did yesterday, I mean, all of them are tight, but
Abolore, thank you very much for calling. Bankolini, Yannick Butcher, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
I must say I was very wowed with the debate. Both of them were really on fire, for real. And I think both starting a job and knowing a business, the work.
Hello, Bankole. Ah, that's unfortunate. All right, ladies. Let's present our gifts to you, courtesy Nigeria Info FM. Thank you so much for participating. And we do hope, Sylvia, specifically, that you participate next year so that, you know, you face somebody else and maybe you can crush them in the debate. You can find me online as SS Ekwasili. We've got two more people who will be facing each other. That's coming up after a commercial break. One of them is 10 years old. The other one is 12 years old. Lagos, what you're about to hear is super impressive. They will be talking to us about language. In addition to English, schools should teach a Nigerian language instead of a foreign language. So we're going to know who opposes that motion and who supports that motion after the break. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.